New York spends more money on healthcare than almost any other state, but a new report finds that it's not reaching one group in particular, young black men. Researchers from the Journal of the American Medical Association concluded that African American men in their teens and 20s receive few benefits from healthcare spending. Dr. Stephen Martin, a co-author of the report, says they have a better chance of surviving in prison than on the street.
Your odds of dying are half in prison what they'd be on the street. Because you have the things that you need to stay alive and stay healthy. You have nutrition, you've got a roof over your head, you've got medical care that's accessible and guaranteed by the Constitution.
The Journal of the American Medical Association notes that African American men can expect to live about 5 fewer years than white men. To help change that, Martin says the nation needs to increase funding for social and public health programs. The report says partnerships between primary care providers and public health would go a long way to help young black men. Martin says it would also address the lack of social services and effective primary care in communities of color.
It's striking how only 3 cents of our American health care dollar goes to public health. Just 3 cents. This is the same public health that gave us 90% of our life expectancy gains in the 20th century. And yet, compared with medical care, public health and social support funding has been eviscerated.
The researchers note that heart disease and cancer contribute to lower life expectancy, but homicide is the leading cause of death for black males ages 15 to 34. It also ranks among the top 3 causes of death for black male children ages 1 to 14. For Public News Service, I'm Derek Hawkins.